See, what you want is just average or okay. Most of the time, you'll find it. You can find average or okay without even trying. But to find big goals and big ambitions, or the reflection of big goals and big ambitions, takes effort. And this is why they're not as easy to find, but they can be created. But it has to be created by someone who has the determination to actually do it.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how winners respond to losing. Now, this was one that I told you was coming. Before we get into it, I remind you of two things. First of all, daily motivation text and the Monday motivation text, which I send out every day and every week, respectively, guaranteed to have you focus, sharp, and on point, regardless of which one you get. You can text me to join my text community for free. That's the only way you can get these messages. My number is 305-384-6894. Once you get in, you'll get an immediate message that lets you know what your options are for which messages you want to receive and how often. If you don't get an immediate response, because we are still working out some technical kinks when it comes to getting those texts sent properly to everyone consistently, we will get that fixed soon. So if you haven't been getting the messages, understand it's not you personally. We will get it fixed. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. We have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. And this is made for people who are top 2% performers, or those who would like to join the top 2% performers, that is. So if you are a person who wants to be that, you want to be in the top 2% of performers, or you see yourself as already there and you're an ambitious person who wants to go to an even higher level than where you are right now, you are not okay with just being where you're at and staying there perpetually. So I'm only talking to a small percentage of the population, but if you are one of those people, then I want you to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, where you have the opportunity to work with me directly. And that is the only place where I work with people directly. And that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. That out the way, let's get into the topic. How winners respond to losing. Now, yesterday we did the episode on how losers respond to losing. Today I'm going to tell you how a winner responds to losing, because everybody will face a loss, setback, challenge, unexpected circumstance, unwanted situation in life. We all face these. So when I say losing, that's what I'm referring to. You may not call it losing yourself, but I'm using this colloquially to help you understand. That's what I mean when I say losing. Anytime we're facing something that we didn't want, don't want to have to deal with, but we have to. I told you how a loser responds to that. Today, I'm going to tell you how a winner, a person with a winning mindset, responds to these situations. Because even if you have a winning mindset, doesn't mean you're always going to be in the winning position in life. So as I already told you yesterday, that winning and losing are both attitudes. They're both habits. Today, I'm going to tell you the winning response to these, again, circumstances that all of us face, regardless of your ambitions. And especially if you have big ambitions and big goals, you will probably even more often face situations in which you are not where you want to be, because your goals are so high, it's good, you're going to spend a lot of time having not reached them. And the more likely that you will deal with circumstances where you're not getting exactly what you want, because what you want is so lofty and it is so high that it's going to be a lot of time where you just don't have it. Just how it works. But regardless of that, that is not a death sentence to your success, of course, and you have a winning mindset, so I don't even need to tell you that, most of you. And depending on how you're wired mentally and how you're mentally conditioned and how you choose to respond to it, you can use these situations actually to propel you forward. And today I'm going to explain to you how to do that, and it is a choice, and the key word here is choice. It is the choice that you make, how you respond to circumstances. It is not the circumstance itself, because everybody has circumstances in life, and often we have circumstances thrown in our laps that we did not ask for. So the choice is not about the circumstance. The choice is about how you respond. Point number one, topic once again is how winners respond to losing. Number one, find out why it happened, specifically what you did or did not do that led to this outcome. It's the first thing that a winning person does. A person with a winning mindset, the first thing they do when they're facing a circumstance that they did not want or do not want is find out, why did this happen? How did this happen? What did I do or not do that led to this occurrence being the situation? That's the first thing a winner does. The first thing they do is, and let me give you the episode where I talked about this. It is episode 1153, The Mirror and the Window. It's a concept of leadership. Leaders look in the mirror whenever they face an unwanted situation. People who are not leaders, whatever phrase or term you want to give those people, they look out the window when they're facing a situation that they don't want. Looking in the mirror means you're looking at yourself and asking yourself, where is my responsibility in this situation? And you're taking as much of it as you can. Whereas looking out the window is, who is responsible for this? Because it clearly is not me. That's looking out the window. A leader's mindset is always to look in the mirror first. Even when things, again, may not seem to be your fault, a leader still takes full responsibility because that's what leadership is. You're taking responsibility for the circumstance and taking responsibility for making it work, which gives you the power to influence the outcome. See, if you don't take responsibility, you have no influence. So this is the way a leader always thinks automatically. Things are not working. What can I do to step it up? So you're an athlete playing on a team and your team's not playing well, even though you personally have been having great games. You're still looking at yourself and saying, okay, what can I do? I'm having a great game. You don't even say that to yourself, but what can I do? Do I need to play even better? Do I need to do even more in the games? Maybe I need to do some things to get my teammates more activated. Maybe I can get my teammates more involved so that they can play better. Maybe I can help them get better so that when we get in the games, they can do more stuff so they can contribute right alongside me. But they're always looking in the mirror trying to figure out, what can I do to help the team get better? If any of you saw the Michael Jordan documentary called The Last Dance that came out a few years ago, and you can still find it these days on Netflix, Michael Jordan, he had many records that most of you know about. You're a sports fan. And even if you don't, go to his Wikipedia page. His just reading his career accomplishments list is like exhausting. And I talked about him in episode 1217, by the way, if you want to hear my virtual mentors episode on Michael Jordan. There's a record that in the 1990s, from the time the Bulls started winning championships through Michael Jordan's last game as a Chicago Bull, that the team, the Chicago Bulls play 82 games per year. 82 games per year, and the years that Michael Jordan was active were the 6 years that they won the championship. So that's 1991, 92, 93, then 96, 97, and 98. In those 6 years, the Chicago Bulls never lost three games in a row. They never had a three-game losing streak. Three-game losing streak is pretty common in a league where everyone is extremely talented. Everyone is very good. Everyone knows what everybody else is going to do. There are nights when you've just been traveling, you're on the road, you just got in bad situations. Every team goes through those kind of streaks. The Chicago Bulls never had a three-game losing streak. They lost two games in a row. Michael Jordan made sure that third game they won. And it was in that documentary, there was a time early in the 1998 season when the Bulls were not doing too well. And Michael Jordan was, you know, asked by the reporters, because reporters always came to him. And Michael Jordan, and he said his, you know, professional platitudes about, you know, the team has to play better. You know, I got to do my job as a leader, help these guys figure it out. And we got to step it up, et cetera, et cetera. But Michael Jordan, what he did, he was already playing great. And Michael Jordan led the NBA in scoring all those years that he was playing. That year, he led the league in scoring again. So he was already doing his Michael Jordan thing. As usual, he was the MVP of the NBA that season, by the way, just to help you understand where he was in the league. He wasn't some good player. He was a great player. And he was already playing at an MVP level, even though the Bulls as a team were not playing so great. But Michael Jordan still put the responsibility on himself to help the team, even though he was doing great. None of his teammates were on his level, but he stepped himself up to help the team step up. That's the kind of mindset that you have as a winner when things are not going the way that you want them to go. This is, again, looking in the mirror instead of looking out the window, which is what all winners do. This is what all leaders do. When something is not going the way you want it to go, a leader looks in the mirror and figures out, what can I do or what do I need to do that has contributed to this situation or led to this situation or allowed this situation? And this is about taking extreme ownership. That's what this is about. This is about taking extreme ownership. And anything that you take ownership of, you now have power to control and influence. But if you won't take ownership of something, then you are not eligible to have power over it. That's why I said it comes as a package deal. And extreme ownership is one of the 12 work on your game commandments, which I detailed starting in episode number 2219 in a four-part series. One of the commandments is you must take ownership of your situation. Because anything that you won't take ownership of, that means you have no responsibility. You have no responsibility. It means you don't have the ability to respond. If you don't have the ability to respond, you have no power, you have no influence, and you can't make anything happen. And if you can't make anything happen in your life, or you're not willing to do the things necessary to make things happen in your life, frankly, you're not the type of person who I'm looking for, or the type of person that I'm thinking about when I make material like this. You're not the type of person I'm looking for when I talk about Work On Your Game University. I'm looking for the people who want to take ownership and responsibility. That's why it's one of our commandments. Anything you won't take ownership and responsibility for, you can't do anything about. You are subject to it instead of it being subject to you. Winners, when facing a losing, quote unquote, situation, immediately look for ways to take as much responsibility as possible because they understand, consciously or unconsciously, that the more responsibility they have, the more power they have to change the situation. This is the first thing you have to do anytime a situation is not looking the way you want it to look. You can condition your mind to do this habitually, but it must be conditioned consciously. You can condition your mind to do this, but the conditioning happens constantly. You consciously condition your mind through repetition, through incantations, which is basically saying things to yourself in a way that you are basically convincing yourself of what the thing is, and through emotionalization of thought. Those are the ways that you can condition your mind for anything. I wrote a book called The Mental Workbook, which helps outline and explain how to do this. This is even true and even more true when you're working within a group. It's important when you're with a group because you can't control the minds of the other people in the group. And when you're by yourself, you can control your mind as much as you choose to. When you're working with other people, sometimes you may find yourself in a disadvantageous situation that is not of your own doing, because maybe people on your team are just not that good. Maybe they're not that serious. Maybe they're just not doing their job. People are dropping the ball. People are just not doing what they're supposed to do, right? Someone on your team is messing up. Somebody just didn't show up. And the thing is, though, you're still on the team. Even though someone else on the team messed up, you are still on the team. So you got to take full ownership and responsibility for getting that situation fixed. This is what leadership looks and sounds like. Even though you're not responsible for this screwed up situation, clearly it wasn't your fault, and you're doing a great job at your job, understand that everything is your job when you're a leader. Everybody heard that? When you are a leader, everything is your job. There's no part of the job that's not your job, okay? When you're a person in a leadership position, there's nothing that you can say, oh, well, that's not my responsibility. That's somebody else's responsibility, or I didn't mess that up. And you're right, you didn't mess it up, but because you're the leader, everything's going to fall back on you anyway. That's the mentality that you have to have if you're going to step into a leadership position. And this is not an easy thing to do, because what it means is not only do you have to do your personal responsibilities, you have to look after everybody else's responsibility. And if someone else comes up short, guess who has to pick up the slack? Well, that would be you. All right. That's what it means to be a leader. And because you're that leader, you get all the credit. When the team is winning and successful, you get a lot of credit put in your lap because of your willingness to take on this ownership. And this is something funny that I see, those of you who are basketball fans, but if you're not, you'll understand it still, that these days in basketball, especially, I see this mostly in basketball, is that anytime a player is on a team that is not doing too well, I'll hear people in the media, whether that's social media or traditional media, fans of them and analysts, talking heads, just saying, well, this player is a good player, but the team is not that good. So that means, this is the conclusion everyone comes to these days, that player deserves to be traded to another team that is good so that player can get a chance to be successful. That player can get a chance to compete for a championship because the team that he's currently on is not in a place to compete for a championship. I look at this the complete opposite way. I would say if you are a star player or you're believed to be a star player, and you're on a team and that team is not playing well, then the first person I'm pointing the finger at is you. You're the leader, right? You're the best player on the team. Okay, so if you're the best player on a team and that team is trash, then that's a reflection on you. It's not a reflection of the team is bad and you are separate from the team. No, you're on the team. As a matter of fact, you are the best player on the team. You're the leader on the team. So if the team is playing poorly, then I'm looking at you funny. What are you not doing that's causing this team to play so terribly? Where do you need to step your game up? Where do you need to help your teammates so that the team can do better? If the team's doing badly, that's not the time for the star player to say, well, I need to go play on a different team that can do better. No, that's the time for you to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing or not doing that is causing this team to play badly? That's what leadership sounds like. Unfortunately, I'll tell you the unfortunate part first, that not a lot of people think this way these days. Most people are looking for the nearest exit when things are not working in their situation, looking for a way for it to be easier for themselves. And I'm not just talking about sports. I'm talking about all of life. And fortunately, however, the opportunity for the rest of you who are listening to this right now, the opportunity isn't doing the opposite of what most people do. Most people, when things are not working the way they wanted to go, they go try to find, again, the nearest exit so that they're not responsible. Your opportunity is to take the responsibility because nobody else wants it. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Question. Are you looking for a health and wellness upgrade that's as easy as sipping your morning coffee? Or if you're like me, you don't even drink coffee? Meet AG1, the superhero of all-in-one supplements. With just one scoop a day, you'll experience a powerhouse blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will have you feeling like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can feel like it, though. You don't even have to try it. AG1 is your personal health sidekick, packed with prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes to support optimal gut health. Now, what exactly does all that mean? That means you can say goodbye to those pesky nutrient gaps that you have in your system right now, you probably don't even know it, and say hello to a vitality boost that will make you feel like you have superhuman strength. And this is all natural, clean stuff. But wait, there's more. When you take the leap and join the AG1 revolution right now, you'll unlock an incredible offer. You will enjoy a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for a strong immune system and strong bones, with your first order. Plus, you're going to receive 5 free AG1 travel packs, which are perfect for staying on top of your health routine wherever life takes you. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, you're tired of having to pack 8 pills and 9 different supplements every time you go somewhere, or every time you wake up in the morning, you got to take all these different pills. You don't even know what they are. You can't remember what's what. You don't even know what the ingredients are on these things. Say goodbye to all of that and try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Your body will thank you for joining the AG1 Super Squad. Point number 2. Topic once again today is how winners respond to losing. Number 2, get to work on making sure it doesn't happen again this way. If you face a losing situation in life, the next best thing, I already told you number 1. Number 2 is, how do I make sure this doesn't happen again? How can I position myself and situate the circumstance so this doesn't keep happening? How can I make sure this doesn't happen again? Yeah, and I told you, Michael Jordan in that Last Dance documentary, when the Bulls weren't doing too well at the beginning of the season, they were struggling. Michael Jordan said, I mean, he did it, but he said it first to the media that, okay, I got to do some things to make sure that this team doesn't falter and go too far in the wrong direction, because it's my responsibility. I'm the guy. We got to make sure this doesn't happen. He was taking responsibility. He got to work on making sure it didn't happen again. And what he did, according to the documentary, long story short, and I don't think this was just made up for TV, because most of the people he played with all verified this over the course of his whole career that he was this type of guy. And when the team wasn't doing too well, Michael Jordan just started pushing his teammates even harder to play better. And then he stepped his own game up at the same time, and magic formula, the team started playing better. I don't think they just dressed that up for TV. I think that's what he really did. And the Bulls did play better. I don't think it was magic that they played better after Michael said, I'm going to do some things to make this team play better. See, the larger your ambitions, folks, and the bigger your goals, the more likely and the more often you will face situations that are not to your liking and not what you wanted. The larger your ambitions, the more often you will face a situation that is not exactly what you want. Because when you have big ambitions, most of the time you're going to get faced with situations that are not matching those ambitions. So, which means you have to do something to shape the circumstance to fit what you want. And what you want is very big. See, what you want is just average or okay. Most of the time, you'll find it. You can find average or okay without even trying. But to find big goals and big ambitions, or the reflection of big goals and big ambitions, takes effort. And this is why they're not as easy to find, but they can be created. But it has to be created by someone who has the determination to actually do it. So knowing that you're going to face circumstances that are not to your liking, your job is to catch it when it does not look the way you want it to look, and then go to work making sure that that gap gets closed, because you don't want that gap. So that same situation doesn't happen again. So the question you ask yourself is, all right, why did this happen? How did it happen? What did I miss? What did I not do? Maybe what did I do wrong? How can we make sure this doesn't happen again? Those are good questions to ask yourself. anytime you're facing a situation that you don't like? Now, these are tough questions. I made them sound simple by just listing them off for you, but they're tough questions to ask yourself when you're expecting an answer, especially when you're looking at a situation that you don't even like. You probably don't even want to talk about it, but this is exactly what you need. You need to talk about it so we can identify the problem. This is where your discipline and mental toughness come into play, and also your confidence. Because you got to be disciplined and mentally tough to ask these questions, especially about a circumstance that you don't even want. But you also got to have the confidence in yourself that by asking these questions, you will find the right answers and then remedy the situation so that you can get it to your liking. So listening to this, maybe you can see why so few people can condition themselves to be winners in life, because it requires conscious effort, it requires conscious work, and it's continuous. And this stuff is not easy, because often you're asking yourself questions and you're doing work on things that are not even what you want. So you're focused a lot on things that you don't want so you can make them the way that you do want. And it's a constant job, because to get things the way that you want them, they're not just going to stay there once you get them there. You got to keep doing work to maintain it. This is an ongoing job. It doesn't end. So hopefully you all can read between the lines here and understand why there are so few people who have these mindsets, because it's difficult to maintain this mindset. It's difficult to live up to this mindset. This is why many people would rather not. But you do have the option. All right, I'm sharing this with you so that you know what your options are and understand if you choose not to take this option, understand that that is a choice. It is not something that was forced upon you. It is a choice that you consciously have made now that you're listening to me say it. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how winners respond to losing. Number three is the skill of transmutation. What is transmutation? It is using the energy of disappointment as fuel to get to victory. So most of you have heard that concept before. Maybe you never heard the term transmutation. And the first place I heard it was through an author by the name of Napoleon Hill, who wrote one of my favorite books called The Law of Success. From there came one of the books that many of you may know about called Think and Grow Rich. But everything that's in Think and Grow Rich is also in The Law of Success. The Law of Success was just a bigger book. He just took a piece out of The Law of Success, and from there, that's where he created Think and Grow Rich. A lot of people don't know that. And so my favorite book is of Napoleon Hill's is The Law of Success. But transmutation means you take the energy of, let's say you're disappointed or you're angry or you're upset because something is not to your liking, or you faced a losing situation in life. All you do is take that same energy and you transmute that energy into motivation, inspiration, dedication, whatever you want to call it, whatever energy serves you, so that you can go do the work so that you never feel that way again. That's all it means to transmute energy. You're just moving energy from one place to another. Remember that the law of conservation of energy says that energy is neither created nor destroyed. It merely moves from one object to another. In other words, when you are feeling any type of energy, whether even if it's an energy that you don't want, like frustration, sadness, disappointment, anger, all of those things, that energy doesn't just disappear. When you tell yourself to stop feeling it, yes, maybe you can stop feeling the energy, but the energy didn't go away. What you want to do is use that energy and just transmute it into something that you do want. So you just want to turn it from one thing to another. All right, that's the skill of transmutation. And the better you get at this, then you become unstoppable, because that means any energy that you notice or feel around you or within you, you can turn it to whatever energy you want. And therefore, you can just keep transmuting energy into the energy that you want and that you need in a moment. And you can go do the stuff that you need to do. And then you become unstoppable. You become a success producing machine, because all energies get used up by you in a positive way. So you're taking energy from one space and just using it in a different space. And again, I just told you about the law of conservation of energy. So you can take anything that you're feeling that you're not wanting to feel and just figure out, how do I move this to a different space so I don't face this energy again? The challenge with transmutation is that it is a job that requires effort and doesn't happen automatically. You have to be conscious about this, at least at the beginning, so that it can become a habit of yours. But when you first start doing this, if you've never done this before, you have to figure out how to make this energy work. And it takes a little bit of work. And this is the reason why I wrote a book called The Mental Workbook, helping you do this, helping you transmute that energy. And it also requires effort, conscious and internal. And we already know the law of inertia. All right. Most people just don't want to give effort. And human beings by nature are lazy. So in order for you to use to activate the effort necessary to do this transmutation, you have to break the inertia, the natural human inertia of doing nothing and being lazy. So I'm sharing this with you because I'm assuming that you are not too lazy to do the work. I'm assuming that you are actually willing to do the work, knowing that what you're going to get on the other side is something that you actually want. And now you know exactly what the work is. So the winner's job is to figure out why you are not in the winning situation right now. Instead, you're in a losing situation. Find out why, because your expectation is to win, right? And then figure out how to get back to what you expect of yourself, which is winning, not losing. So when a winner faces a losing situation, that's the exception. They're used to winning, so they immediately go into urgency mode of fixing this problem. They don't just sit there in it and just say, okay, well, it's not that bad. Maybe it'll change tomorrow. Maybe I can get used to it. See, that's the way a loser thinks. A winner says this is completely unacceptable and they go fix it. Using the 3 points that I'm about to recap right here. Topic again today is how winners respond to losing. Number one, find out why it happened, specifically what you did or did not do that has led to this outcome. This is taking ownership of the situation. And this is the hallmark of a leader taking ownership of a circumstance, even when it is not really their fault. It is all their responsibility. Number two, get to work on making sure it doesn't happen this way again. In other words, plugging the gaps, filling the holes. What caused this circumstance, even if it isn't your doing? How do we fix this so that that circumstance doesn't happen again, regardless of who's at fault or who made it get that way? The leader says, I'm going to make sure it doesn't get that way again, even if it means influencing and persuading other people to do stuff that they otherwise may not have done. Number three, transmutation. Use the energy of disappointment as fuel to get to your victory. Transmutation is a big word with a simple meaning. Again, it just means taking energy from one space to another. Remember that the scientific law says, all conservation of energy, the energy doesn't just disappear and energy doesn't just appear. Neither one happens. Energy just moves around. It is neither created nor destroyed. So your job is to grab the energy from one place, transmute it into the energy that you want, and then use that energy in another way, in a way that serves your purposes. That said, folks, make sure you text me, so you're in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. And Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. You are a leader. You're planning on being a leader. You are a developing leader. You want to get better at using your leadership skills and these mindsets that I talked about here to apply to your business, to your strategies, to your game plan, to make sure you're getting the results that you want consistently. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can have me as your direct coach in performing at your highest level, doing so consistently, and of course, generating more revenue in your career and your business. workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.